You're listening to Radio Boston. The Path of Totality will cross 11 states for this countdown that is on for the total solar eclipse on April 8th. Now, in Massachusetts, we won't see a total eclipse, but folks can still see more than 90% totality, and we'll talk about what that is because I don't really understand those words, but I'm excited. And your next chance here to see one of these things, 2044. So we're going to break it down from safety to some fun facts you might not know. We have a couple of fantastic guests to do that. Titi Shodia is a material scientist and engineer, and Zakiya Watley is a molecular biologist, and they host Dope Labs, a podcast that wants to make science fun and accessible and succeeds. And they're both here in Studio 2. Titi, welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
And Zakiya, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so first, we're going to, like, treat me like I don't know, which will be easy because I don't. A total solar eclipse means, TT.
It means that the moon is perfectly positioned to give the perspective that it's totally covering up the sun.
Okay.
So that's a total solar eclipse.
A total solar eclipse. Yeah. And in 2017, Zakiya, there was one, yes?
Yes, there was a total solar eclipse that crossed the United States. But that solar eclipse went kind of southwest to northeast.
So like
northwest to southeast.
So it went sort of from, I'm making this up, sort of Washington State down towards Florida.
It was Oregon to South Carolina.
Okay,
yes.
And this one is literally making an X mark in mm-hmm. the other direction.
Yes,
yes,
exactly. Yes.
Okay. Now, here's one of the big questions. Why will it, okay, it will be a 90% totality in Massachusetts, TT, yes?
Yes.
What does that mean?
That means that about 90% of the sun is going to be covered. So it's not completely covered, so 100% or totality, but you're going to be getting a large covering of the sun. So it's really exciting.
Okay. Now, Zakiya, if I stay in Massachusetts, and I do this safely, and we'll talk about safely in a minute.
Yes.
At 90%, will it really look different to me than if I go north to Vermont, where I'm in the path of the 100% totality?
It's going to look very different.
Okay, tell me why.
So totality means, when we think about it, so TT already said that means the moon is completely covering the sun. So it's going to feel dark. In totality, mm-hmm, if mm-hmm. you went to Vermont, and if you can get there, I suggest doing it, it means that it's going to feel dark. Right, you're only going to be able to see those flares, the sun's outer atmosphere, not the surface of the sun. Now, at 90% coverage or 90% totality, you don't get that full darkness. Mm-hmm. Now, you would be able to tell, okay, it may feel like a cloudier day, but you won't get that full darkness that you get in 100% totality.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. All right, so now let's do the safety thing.
Yes.
Right? And I want to hit this safety thing in part because I've just found out that actually some places are actually particularly worried about this safety issue. So here is a little bit of sound. This is from Kyle Benning of Global News, which is a Canadian television network. Sounds from March 30th. Niagara region in southern Ontario, Canada. Well, here, let me just tell you what they do on March 28th. Listen to this.
On Thursday, Niagara region put the state of emergency in place, noting it strengthens tools to safeguard health and safety for residents, visitors, and critical infrastructure in advance of the eclipse and any scenarios that might arise.
So, TT, I did not see state of emergency coming, but there's real concern about safety here.
Absolutely, because there is absolutely no time of the year or any special occasion where it is okay to look at the sun. Our eyes are not built to do that. And during solar eclipses, I think a lot of people think, okay, let me stare up at it and, you know, as the moon is covering up the sun, and they can do some real damage to their eyes. And so,
why? So just again, just to be clear for everybody, why? I mean, we live outside with the sun all the time.
Yes. We're around the sun. Yes. We're experiencing sunlight, sun warmth, but we are never directly staring at the sun.
Right.
And when you look directly at the sun, your eyes will be damaged. There's a lot of damage that can be done to your eyes because of the brightness of the sun, and it happens very quickly. And you'll, like we've seen in the past with solar eclipses, where, you know, there are a lot of people who end up really damaging their vision because they're trying to stare at the eclipse. So, like, as the moon is passing over the sun, they want to look at the entire thing. But there are very special glasses that you can purchase, or maybe some folks are handing them out, that can help with being able to view the eclipse very safely. And what you have to make sure is that you're getting them from a reputable website or group, and that when you have the glasses, you look on the inside of them. They're usually paper, and it should have an ISO label on there.
What does ISO stand for?
It's the International Standards Organization that regulates all of these. They regulate a lot of different things, actually, but this is one of the things that they regulate, just to make sure it has that stamp on there that proves that it has been through the proper testing and that it will block your eyes from the sun.
So we're with Titi Shodia and Zakiya Whatley, who are co-hosts of the Dope Lab podcast. We're talking about the eclipse that's coming on April 8th. Now, Zakiya, what about the homemade stuff? Is there a way to do something homemade that is safe if you can't access or can't afford the glasses?
The great thing is that there are a lot of homemade ways to observe the eclipse. Now, I don't recommend any homemade way that anybody's telling you on the internet that involves you looking directly at the sun. Mm-hmm. The homemade ways I feel most comfortable viewing the eclipse are looking at, like, using a colander. So something that has holes. You put your back to the sun. Mm-hmm. You let the light pass through that hole. And so let's say you have a full sunny day, no eclipse. Then that hole is going to, the light that passes through that hole and casts a shadow on the ground, mm-hmm. it's going to be a full circle because the sun is round, right?
Right.
But when, as the
that
moon.
That part I know.
That part you know. See, we start with where we all are, right?
Yes.
We start with where you are. Now, as the moon, in this case, as the moon begins to partially eclipse the sun, you'll see that shape go from round to kind of cut out as the moon is covering mm-hmm. the sun. And so you can watch that with the sun to your back and see that cast on, you know, a sidewalk or a smooth surface mm-hmm. in front of you. Mm-hmm. I like that method. It doesn't feel like I'm putting my eyes in harm's way. I would still wear sunglasses mm-hmm. If I was doing that with a homemade method. I would still use protective eyewear that we normally use. Mm-hmm. But that feels like a safe way, and a way that's pretty low cost that you can do that. You can also do it with your hand. People do it just and let the light pass through. They make some kind of like circle
with your hand. Mm-hmm,
make mm-hmm. a circle with your hand and you'll see it change.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, this is starting to feel like a horror movie or a sci-fi movie. No, I'm serious, right? Like,
it can be spooky.
Like, it can be. Turn your back to the animal and use a hole to look through its shadow. But whatever you do, don't turn around and look at it. I'm just not.
You're
used.
Onto something.
Yeah, well, like, it feels yeah. like that, mm-hmm. Titi. And mm-hmm. so, why is it worth it to take on this, right? I'm using the thing that I drain my pasta in, and I'm wearing sunglasses, and I'm not turning around. But this is a magnificent thing.
It is a very magnificent thing, and it doesn't happen all the time, and it doesn't happen in the same place every single time it happens. That's the reason why we don't hear about eclipses every year or every couple of years. It's happening in different parts of the world, and this is really special because here in the United States, we are able to have this shared experience with one another. This is something that no matter where you are, no matter what state you're in, you'll be able to see some part of the eclipse. Some people may only get 10% or 20%, but we're all having this shared experience. And I think that it's really special to know that at that specific time during the day that you'll be able to have this shared experience with so many people.
I think about like the Super Bowl, right?
When
everybody watches the halftime performance, we like it. We celebrate.
Yes.
We get to be together.
Mm-hmm.
The eclipse is something much more rare than the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
something that makes us really feel our place in the universe,
yes.
right? You get to see the sun being obscured by the moon,
mm-hmm.
and we all get to experience it together. This is the great American eclipse, you know,
yes.
the great total eclipse of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, there's not going to be another one for another 20 years. I missed 2017. I won't be
missing
this
one. This one. No.
All right. So one of the things that was fascinating, we talked about this crisscross, right, of
mm-hmm.
the 2017 and
mm-hmm.
the 2024.
Mm-hmm.
There's a spot in the middle where twice in 7 years
yeah.
people had access to a total eclipse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, that's got to be an unusual thing.
It definitely is unusual. And they're very lucky people. I would love to talk to those folks.
Yes.
Because it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen often at all. And so that's another reason why this is really special, is that two total eclipses are going to be passing over the United States and in a way where a certain spot in the United States.
Southeastern Missouri, Southern Illinois, Western Kentucky. It looks like 9,000 square miles or so.
Yeah. Do they feel like the moon's favorite, folks?
They gotta be. They got to. The moon is playing favorites, and it's clearly there.
All right, so now we have set up how unusual this is, what it is, how much you can see here, how much you can see elsewhere, how to not see it but see it indirectly, how to do that safely, all those things. But the two of you also came in with some interesting stories about what might be unexpected about this. And I'm going to kick that off, actually, with a little bit of sound that might surprise people. So this is Adam Hartstone Rose, who is a North Carolina State University researcher who led observations published in the journal Animals, AP, in March 2024, so just earlier this month, talking about animal behavior he witnessed during the 2017 solar eclipse. Mm.
One of the animals we watched was the Komodo dragon. In general, a Komodo dragon sits still for almost all hours of the day. And just in those couple minutes during the eclipse, it started running around and had a reaction.
And it turns out, Zakiya, that there are all kinds of animal behaviors that researchers are looking to watch this time, yes?
Yes. You know, there. So similar to Adam's observation, there was another group, I think in South Carolina, that was at the zoo. And so sometimes they see animals having different activity levels. Some of them kind of start their night routine. Now, it's a very short window. But what we know is that animals and humans, we're animals too, take cues from the light, part of our circadian rhythm. And so you do see some interesting behavior. I'm curious about, you know, what we're going to see for this total eclipse here.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And there are also long cultural traditions around eclipses. Tell me some more about that.
Yeah, so since we've been talking about the eclipse, we've been doing a lot of research about what has happened over time. Like, eclipses are not new. And so it really led us to start thinking about the indigenous population that's in the United States and how they handled eclipses when they did happen in the past. And that led us to the Diné tribe, their Navajo tribe. And what they do is during an eclipse, of total solar eclipse, that's a time of reverence for them. So they go inside and they're with their families. They don't look at the eclipse. They don't eat. They don't drink. And they don't consume anything. They just focus on each other. There's singing. There's chanting until the eclipse is over, because it's just a really special time. And they feel like when the moon obscures the sun, that it affects the air. And so they just really focus on being together and focus on community. And it's a really beautiful experience that they have with one another.
As scientists, it strikes me that it's a time of reverence for the two of you with this eclipse as well. I looking at you, listening to the way you're talking about it, it strikes me that that's true for you as well, Zakiya.
Absolutely. You know, I think science is, yes, understanding, but also there's this wonder and awe and being able to marvel at, you know, our universe and our place in this greater space. You know, I think nothing makes me feel small like thinking about the Earth, the moon, the sun, and even further out, right? Yeah. And so I think to be able to do that with my friend, who's also a scientist, and to do that with other people who are so excited about this kind of not once in a lifetime, but depending on where you are, you might not get to see it again, right?
Right.
It does feel exciting. And for some researchers, so folks who study the sun and study the sun's atmosphere, this is the only time we can really do that, or that they can really do that, because usually the sun's surface is too bright, and so you don't get to observe those other areas, the outer atmosphere, but now you can during an eclipse.
So I didn't think of that in our last, 20 seconds or so, TT. So there's some things you can see coming off the sun at this time that you wouldn't otherwise.
Mm-hmm. So when the moon is right in front of the sun, you start to see the corona. And the corona is the light that's around the sun and the sun's atmosphere. And it's really beautiful. That's the part that everyone talks about a lot. And it's a really magical experience. And it's so important to be able to see these different aspects of the sun and study it.
All right. So TT Shodia, Zakiya Watley of the Dope Labs podcast. And tonight you're taping live at the Museum of Science.
Yes. Yes. If you enjoy chatting with or hearing us now, we love to take pop culture and show people the science behind it. So join us at the Museum of Science tomorrow night.
You can find more information on the Museum of Science website. I wanted to thank you both for being here.
Thank you
so much for having us. So fun.
It's been really fun.